Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Once again, we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about the Islamic teachings on different topics and also try to listen to the Quranic verses, ahadith, and the narratives from the lives of our pious saints. The topic which we are going to discuss today is the best solution to many evils in the society. In our society, many evils such as tension and conflicts occur because of the decisions which are made in anger. Instead of getting angry, if we tolerate the things which we mind and display patience, we will probably get many benefits. Today, our topic is tolerance. In other words, displaying patience over something. I mean, when we get angry at something or get offended, instead of replying instantly, we should tolerate it. We should overcome our anger. In today's program, we're going to hear about the excellence of tolerance and ahadith about it and about the tolerance of pious saints, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. But before we proceed, let's listen to the blessing of reading Durood-e-Pak upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam has said, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرْهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, meaning the closest to me amongst the people on Judgment Day will be the one who will recite the most salawat upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, famous commentator, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, under this hadith, he states the hadith that we just heard about reciting Durood-e-Pak. Under this hadith, he states that the person who will be most comfortable will be the one who will remain with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the source of getting the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the abundance of salat, meaning abundance of durood. From this, we learn that salat is the best deed, because through every good deed, we get paradise. And through this, meaning through the recitation of durood, we get the groom of paradise sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala says, Hashr me kya kya mazay wa raftagi ke lu raza, laut jau pa ke wo daman ali hath mein. Brief explanation of this verse. And O Raza, on Judgment Day, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be showing generosity to his slaves, what will be my condition? I will hold fast to the blessed garment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we discussed earlier, today our topic is tolerance, tahammul. First off, let's share what is tahammul. The literal meaning of tahammul is to tolerate, not to get angry or not to lose one's temper, whereas tahammul is defined as remaining calm and cool at the time of anger. And this is such a great action that the fortunate Muslim who practices this action is listed under the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence in part 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 134, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالْكَاوِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzun Iman. And who restrain anger and forgive people, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah. Whereas in another verse, forgiveness and forbearance are taught in the following way. Hence in part 18, Surah Nur, verse number 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzun Iman, and they should forgive and overlook, Do you not like that Allah may forgive you? And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learned that forgiving and overlooking something is the cause of receiving forgiveness from Allah Almighty. And this habit is greatly beloved to Allah Almighty. There is no doubt that Shaitan is the eternal enemy of human. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzun Iman, undoubtedly the devil causes mischief amongst them. Indeed, the devil is an open enemy of mankind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Shaitan tries to cause mischief and conflict amongst people. When we do not have tolerance and take harsh decision out of anger at trivial matters and have argument, the peace of society is disturbed. Many conflicts are caused by anger. We should observe tolerance in that situation, as we heard the verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to overlook and forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to adopt tolerance. And the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who has three traits, Allah Almighty will hold a lenient accountability for him on Judgment Day and admit him into the paradise by his mercy. And the holy companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are those three habits? The final prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the person who has three traits, Allah Almighty will hold a lenient accountability for him on Judgment Day and admit him into paradise by his mercy. The holy companions alayhim uridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are those three habits? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, grant the one who deprives you, maintain ties with the one who severs ties with you, and forgive the one who oppresses you. In another hadith, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, knowledge is attained by learning it. Tolerance is caused by bearing afflictions. The one who tries to attain goodness is given goodness, and the one who wants to avoid mischief is safeguarded from it. In another hadith, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, five actions are the sunnah of prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam. One of them is tolerance as well. A person arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how many times should we forgive a servant? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remained silent. He repeated the question again. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remained silent again. When he asked the question for the third time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, 70 times a day. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states under this hadith that in Arabic, the figure 70 is used to express abundance. It means that we should forgive him many times a day. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in mentioning 70 times, there's a hint that we should make ourselves tolerant. However, grave mistakes do arise. We should not give up tolerance. Today, we observe that people have patience over someone's mistakes once or twice, but if he commits the same mistake again, they take revenge, and some ignorant people immediately lose their temper other trivial matters. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in mentioning 70 times, there's a hint that we should make ourselves tolerant. However, many grave mistakes do arise. We should not give up tolerance. Today we observe that people have patience over something or someone's mistake once or twice. But if he commits the same mistake again, they take revenge, and some ignorant people immediately lose their temper over trivial matters. Let's hear how tolerant our pious saints were. Let's listen to some of their incidents. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is famous that he was very tolerant. If anyone would make a mistake or mistreated him, instead of taking revenge, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would forgive him. Let's listen to a narrative about his forbearance, about his tolerance. Different people used to arrive in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam. One day, from the descendants of Yemeni king, Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with a delegation. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan told him that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam had given the good news of his arrival 3 days ago. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam displayed extreme affection to him, spread his shawl for him, let him sit close to himself, praised him on the sacred pulpit, supplicated for blessing and assigned the task of escorting him to his lodging to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was young. He was also the son of a chief of Makkah, but by the blessings of the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not have that attitude. As soon as he received the order of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu left with Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was riding on a she camel, whereas Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was walking along with him on foot. Since it was extremely hot, therefore after walking on foot for some time, he asked Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "It is too hot. Now my feet have begun to burn even from the inside. Please let me sit behind you." Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu clearly refused. Upon this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "At least give me your shoes to wear so that I would protect myself from the hot weather." Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "You're not from those who can wear king's attire. It is enough for you to keep walking in the shadow of my she-camel." Hearing this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu displayed tremendous tolerance and did not even reply through his tongue. A time came when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became the governor of the entire country of Sham. He called Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Damascus. When he reached Damascus, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu treated him very respectfully, and instead of taking revenge for the past incident, he let Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sit with him on the throne and said, "Is my throne better or the hump of your she-camel?" Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, at that time I had newly embraced Islam and what I did was a tradition of ignorance. Now Allah Almighty has blessed me with a wealth of knowledge, and what you did is the only manner of Islam." Sayyidina Wail ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became so impressed with the gentle behavior of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he said, "I wish I had let him sit ahead of me." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should bear tolerance as well. Forgive mistakes of other people. And remember, forgiving someone is only after having the power. Sayyidina Mi'mar ibn Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "A person slapped the son of Sayyidina Qatada ibn Di'amah rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he slapped him really hard. He sought help against him from Bilal ibn Adi Burda. Hence, Bilal ibn Adi Burda called the person who slapped him and also called the chiefs of Basra. They began to intercede for that person, but he did not accept their intercession and said to his son, 'You should also slap him just like he slapped you,' and said, 'Son, fold your sleeves and slap him hard while raising your hand.' Hence, when the son folded his sleeve and raised his hand to slap him, he grabbed his hand and said, 'We have forgiven him for the pleasure of Allah, because it is said that forgiving someone is only after having the power.'" Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we've heard that he forgave him when he had the power to take revenge. I mean, someone hurt us and he is weaker than us. Even then, we should forgive him. This is tolerance. If you do not have the power to take revenge and forgive someone, this is not tolerance, because we were not able to take revenge on him. Therefore, we forgave him. And it is not that we have to try to take revenge. Rather, even when we can take revenge on someone, we should forgive him for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and should not take revenge. Once, Sayyidina Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala went to a desert. He met a soldier there. He asked, "Are you a slave?" He replied, "Yes." He asked, "Where is your village?" He pointed to the graveyard. The soldier said, "I'm asking you about the village." He said, "That is the graveyard." Hearing this, the soldier lost his temper and lashed his head, and after wounding him, he took him to the town. When his companions saw this, they asked the soldier, "What has happened?" The soldier related the entire incident. They said to the soldier, "He is the wali of the time, Sayyidina Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh." Hearing this, the soldier got off his horse, and while kissing his hands and feet, he began to apologize to him. He was asked, "Why did you say that you were a slave?" He replied, "The soldier did not ask me whose slave I was. Rather, he only asked me whether I was a slave. So I affirmed it because I am the slave, that is, the bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he hit my head, I asked Allah Almighty for paradise for him. They asked, when he oppressed you, why did you pray for him?" He replied, "I knew that upon bearing the pain, I would get a reward. Hence, I did not consider it appropriate that I would get a reward and he would be afflicted with punishment." SubhanAllah, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, what a madani mindset, what a great mindset the awliya-i kiram rahimahumullah have. SubhanAllah, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their sadaqah give us this tolerance, forbearance and forgiving others, give us the passion to forgive others. A slave of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu dropped something on his clothes. He looked at him angrily. The slave said, "My master, wal kawwimin al ghayza, those who restrain anger." He said, "I have restrained my anger." Then the slave said, "Wal afin anin nas, those who forgive people." He said, "I have forgiven you." The slave said, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Go, you are free for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and 1,000 dinars from my wealth are also for you." SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, just look at the tolerance of our pious saints, that a slave made a mistake, but instead of punishing him, he forgave him as well as freeing him. And not only freeing him, he gave him dinars as well. From this, we get the lesson that if anyone makes a mistake, instead of taking revenge, we should forgive him. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will get goodness in this world and in the hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how superb are the manners of the pious people of Allah Almighty. Even if anyone hurted them, let alone getting angry and taking revenge, they would grant him different things by virtue of these great personalities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the passion to forgive Muslim and get its reward. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. In today's program, we got the honor of hearing about tolerance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon these things and observe tolerance. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.